Phosphate mining and production takes a heavy toll on the state's environment, but it also plays a key role in the economy. This week on Florida Matters, we're exploring what phosphate contributes to Florida and at what price. In this preview, Florida Matters host Robin Sussingham talks about some innovations in phosphate technology with CEO of JDC Phosphate, Tip Fowler.
Is there such a thing as peak phosphate? Are we going to have to rely on places like Morocco or Saudi Arabia to import our phosphate like we do for oil, Tip?
My opinion, no, there's not. The reserves of phosphate are expandable from the standpoint that as lower grade reserves become usable, then those reserves expand. So the phosphate reserves around the world are concentrated in Morocco. More than two-thirds of all the phosphate rock reserves suitable for the current process are in the country of Morocco. However, there are many places around the world with lower concentration phosphate rock reserves that can and will be used in the future.
So you talk about expanding reserves, and I think this segues into what you're doing out there at JDC Phosphate, because you're coming up with some new technology. Why don't you describe it?
Okay. What our process was designed to do is to take phosphate rock, and we can accommodate very low-grade phosphate rock, unlike the current process that's dominant today. Take phosphate rock, carbon source, which we use petroleum coke, and sand, and use high-temperature chemical reaction to evolve phosphorus, elemental pure phosphorus from that phosphate rock, make phosphoric acid out of that phosphorus, and from that phosphoric acid make fertilizers and other phosphate-containing products. We would do that at a lower cost than the existing process. We do it without the production of any phosphogypsum at all.
Okay, that is a great point. Let's stop there, because these phosphogypsum stacks have caused a lot of environmental problems. They leaked radioactive water into the Alafaya River, basically killing that river for a while. Now we've got this sinkhole that opened underneath a phosphogypsum stack at Mosaic's New Wales fertilizer plant last year, and that leaked hundreds of millions of gallons of radiated water into the aquifer, and it was weeks before the public knew about it. So these are a problem, and you're saying this process that you're using right now won't create these huge gypsum stacks.
Yeah, to the contrary, we will actually produce a second product. Rather than producing fossil gypsum, we'll produce an aggregate product that can be used for concrete and other building applications. And this product will not either leach radon or leach any metals or do anything bad. It's a completely inert product.
And you've got a demonstration plant going on now in Fort Meade.
In Fort Meade, Florida, that's right. We've demonstrated each of the parts of the process. We've proven each step on a batch process. We need to do it on a continuous basis. Once we do that, we're ready to go to a commercial plant.
So we invited representatives from Mosaic to join us repeatedly. They have repeatedly declined to participate, but they have not really shown any interest in new technology that wouldn't create the radiated phosphogypsum stacks.
The first point is they've got, you know, billions of dollars invested in this process, in the dominant process that they currently use to make phosphoric acid and fertilizers. We've kept them involved and kept them knowledgeable of our process, as we have all of the producers around the world. Some people are vitally interested, in particular smaller projects that they view this as an enabling technology that can get them off the ground, to those that just want to see and wait and find out, you know, whether this will work and see the first commercial plant up and running before they adopt the technology. And Mosaic is in that spectrum of companies.
So you're still hopeful?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my personal belief is that Florida is the place that can gain the most value from this new technology.
And you can hear a lot more about the state's phosphate industry this evening on Florida Matters, and that starts at 6:30, right after Marketplace, here on WUSF 89.7, your NPR station.